Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and I'm going to talk about what should be a simple topic but is not. And this affects, I would say, 99% of the new attorney clients that we get. And it's a real, real important issue. The issue is access to your website, okay? So there's three levels of access typically. The highest level of access is where you bought your domain name. That company is called a domain name registrar. Typical ones are GoDaddy or Network Solutions, okay? The reason why it's so important is inside of this account where you bought your domain name, there's a setting called the name servers. Who cares about the name, but here's what it does. So you can change this setting, and the setting says who is hosting this person's site, meaning whose computers have the files that make up this attorney's website. Typical hosts are, again, GoDaddy, Bluehost, HostGator, HostMonster, Network Solutions, you know, names like that. You probably know at least some of them, okay? So again, inside the registrar, inside the account where you bought your domain name, there's a setting that says who will host this account. If you change that setting, let's say you start working with a new company, the old company will probably be hosting your website. When you change the setting, the new company will be hosting your website. So the internet will stop showing your website in its old form. It'll start showing it in its new form if you change this setting. Okay? Very powerful. The second level is the hosting access. So what a host does is, imagine your website is like a stack of papers, okay, that contain all the information of your website. You hand that stack of papers to someone. You say, hey, would you publish this for me, please? So the host is the person that publishes the files or the stack of paper that constitutes your website. They take it, they put it on their computers. Their computers are hooked up to the internet, and they put it up live on the internet, and all the world can see it. That's what a host does, okay? So the hosting access is not as powerful as the domain name registrar access. Because if you go inside the host, yes, you can change the site completely. Yes, you can take the site down or put it up or do whatever you want. But if someone goes into the registrar account and changes that setting, all of a sudden you go dark. So let's say you're ABC SEO company and I'm changing. I'm going to go with XYZ SEO company, okay? I can go into my account where I bought the domain name and change it from ABC hosting to XYZ hosting, and now that it'll go zoop, and the internet will look for your site's files to be with the new host. If they're there and they're completely different files, that's what will show up in the internet, not old ABC hosting. Okay. Now the third level of access, which is very important to talk about, is this confuses a lot of people. Okay, this is called CMS or WordPress access in a lot of cases. All this access does is lets you add or take down individual articles on your website. It doesn't let you put Google Analytics on the website so you can see how much traffic you're getting. It doesn't let you change the design of your website. It doesn't do any of that stuff. This is a dumbed down way that makes it really easy, point and click, to add content to your own website if you want to add a picture, a link, all that stuff, or to take it down. But if you want anything sophisticated done, you really need a programmer to do it. Even I don't understand web programming. I have programmers that do it. I'll tell them, okay, change this, move this, change this color, you know, change what it says here. But I'll give it to my programmers and have them do it. I don't do it. You know why? Because in order to be good at programming, you got to do it full time for years. And no one can do every job. You as an attorney certainly can't be a programmer and an attorney. There's no time. And a marketer and this, that, and the other. So it's okay. But I just want to let you know, this is the third level of access. WordPress access or CMS access. If you have this, you can't do much. Your website still is not in your control. So when you think about your site, when you're thinking about switching, if you are, when you're thinking about making any change to your site, always look first to, where did I buy my domain name? What account is that? And go there. And I hope this sheds some light on this very, very confusing process. And again, the reason I bring it up is literally 99% of the clients that we get have issues where they don't know where they bought their domain name, they don't know who's hosting it, they don't understand what hosting means or what the registrar means, etc. So I hope this clears it up for you. Take care. If you need marketing help, if you need questions like this answered, call Speakeasy Marketing, Inc. at 888-225-8594. Thank you.